Now, from drug therapies to behavioural therapies, traditionally counselling sessions have involved face-to-face meetings between patients and doctors or therapists, but they didn't suit everybody, and it wasn't always convenient to go and sit down for an hour to meet somebody. But now Sally Merry, who's at the University of Auckland, has developed an online solution to the problem using an e-therapy video game that she calls Sparks. So she's going to tell us, we just heard a bit about it there. Hello, Sally. So tell us, this seems pretty obvious to actually take the counselling session out of the counselling clinic and make it available to people on their terms electronically.
It does seem obvious, although I think that there are a number of steps along the way. So I have been met with a great deal of scepticism by therapists who say, how on earth can you replace face-to-face therapy?
Do you think they might have a vested interest?
They could possibly. But I think they also do make a good point in that interactions between two people are quite complex, and there are not a lot of subtleties within that. And how do you actually get a computer, which is basically metal and plastic and so on, and get an interaction that somewhat mimics what you might actually do in a therapy session? And I think what we've actually done in Sparks is we've actually taken both a fantasy game format, but also some of the e-learning theories where you actually think about how do people interact with computers and what are the things that make it compelling, what keep people in there, and how might you actually, what we're actually trying to do here is change habitual ways of thinking and deliver basically a cognitive behavioural therapy through the medium of an interaction online.
Well, if you link it to 888 poker or online bingo, you'd be sorted, wouldn't you?
Yes, I think that might be a slightly simpler interaction, of course.
No, but I mean, what sorts of conditions could you treat with this?
Well, I think the we're just at the start of exploring what might be done here. So what we've actually done is this is actually targeted to depression in young people, and the cognitive behavioural therapy model that we've actually used is one that's been proven in face-to-face therapy. And I think one of the things that makes it one of the easier things to perhaps put online is that we've actually got quite a clear theory behind it, where the whole idea that your feelings just happen to you is not actually true. What you actually think about things and what you actually do impact on your feelings. So you don't just have to be a passive recipient. We can extend that very easily to anxiety disorders, and there are effective e-therapies for anxiety disorders as well. And we're thinking about where can we go next? So might we use it to help substance use disorders? Can we help parenting? And can we teach people social skills? And should we and can we be using some of the social media to create sort of like therapeutic communities online and so on? So I think there's a huge number of things that we can do. There's quite a lot of things where we could perhaps link it to some of the biology. So if you're stressed, your heart rate variability goes down. Generally speaking, your heart rate fluctuates, and if you're not stressed out, then there's quite a big fluctuation with how you breathe. If you are stressed out, then your heart rate variability goes down because your heart rate's at a higher level. You can actually measure this, obviously, using pulse things, and there are actually some games. There's a lovely game called Journey to the Wild Divine, and it's played with clips on people's fingertips. You clip in, and then you just do it with your mind. So you can go into this game, and you can spin wheels, you can shoot arrows, you can balance rocks, and you have to do it just with how you're thinking.
So if you think yourself into a calm mental demeanour, thinking, yep, I'll get calm, you make the programme so that the success in the programme is linked to somebody adopting the right sort of physiology, the right level of calmness, and this, without them even realising it, they're thinking themselves into a calm place. Is
absolutely
that what you're saying?
Absolutely.
And so your sort of app will approach this in the same sort of way.
So Sparks doesn't do this. This is actually looking to where we might be going. Sparks is actually very, very active. So here, when we were developing it, a lot of people have taken cognitive behavioural therapy. They've put them onto books and then putting it onto lines. Lots of people have put what I think about as manuals online. So there's lots of writing and there's stuff that tells you what you can be doing. And we tried some of this approach with young people with some of our early iterations. And the nice thing about working with young people is they do give you very honest feedback. So they said, this is really boring, it sucks, we don't want to do this, we don't want to read anything, we want to do stuff. And particularly the boys wanted to shoot stuff. And, you know, this is a game or an intervention for depression. So we didn't want anybody to die. So we had to think about what we were going to do. So So we created a story, and every bit of cognitive behavioral therapy that we could think of, we tried to think about what could you do in a fantasy game format. So one of the things that we actually did was we had to deal with this shooting issue. So in the game, the idea is that the world has been infested with gnats, which are gloomy, negative, automatic thoughts. And so we decided that's actually quite a good thing that you could shoot. So we shoot gnats. Yeah.
It's a swatter.
That's right. But you also want to convert them and think about how you can actually change things. People who are prone to depression tend to take a bit of a negative view on life, and they interpret the world in a negative way. How can you actually change that, and how can you transform that? So we have a swamp province which is infested with gnats, and the gnats come flying at you and they say awful things like, "You're a loser." And then you have to work out what kind of a gnat is this. And if you can classify it correctly, you get a nice little spark. So spark stands for smart, positive, active, realistic, X factor thoughts. So if you can classify your gnat properly, then out comes a spark that tells you, you're not a loser at all. You're just giving it a good go, and you need to think about yourself in a different way. So it's actually changing things, trying to help. That's called cognitive restructuring, people to do that.
Does it actually work? Have you been able to measure its success and how effective this is versus face-to-face? Because
I thought you were going to say versus Facebook.
There's a whole other story. Yeah, it does work. We've done a big trial in New Zealand. We tested it with 187 young people in New Zealand. We randomised them to have their treatment as usual, which is mostly face-to-face counselling with mostly very good counsellors, and Sparks was as good as the face-to-face therapy.
Do you think it also is popular or effective because people do it on their terms when they want to do it? Whereas if you say to someone, you've got to turn up to this appointment at this time, if someone's not in the mood, for whatever reason, for going and engaging in that appointment at that time, it's not going to work as well.
Absolutely. And in fact, I'm a child and adolescent psychiatrist. I don't find that young people are necessarily beating their way to my door. They don't necessarily...
Can't think why. The...
So this means that people can do it anywhere, anytime, in privacy. Mental illness still carries quite a stigma to it. But the other thing is we don't have enough therapists. Depressive disorder is one of the most common and most expensive illnesses in the world. And about 3/4 of young people with depressive disorder will never get any help for it.
Thank you, Sally. Sally Murray from the University of Auckland. And it's sparks.org.nz. Do drop in and have a look.